Hello and welcome to the Nature Careers Podcast. I'm Julie Gould. In this episode, we're doing something a little different.
I drew like a person that looks crazy.
A flask of like kind of green liquid.
Scientists are females and males, and like
she looks like a scientist because she has a lab coat.
That you can make your hobby and your job combine together.
I would never think they were scientists.
In 2019, Nature Careers started a new section of the magazine called Where I Work. It's a beautiful series of photographs depicting scientists in their natural habitat, being curious about the world in different locations. Jack Leeming, a Nature Careers editor, tells us a bit more.
It aims to celebrate the diversity of scientists and the diversity of the sort of work that they do within science as well. It's this big, beautiful portrait piece of photography of an individual scientist, along with just a brief explanation of what they're up to, what they're doing in the photograph, and what they do day to day.
Why is it important to show this sort of diversity?
My colleague, Kelly Krause, who runs the art team here at Nature, put it really, really well the other day when she said, you can't be what you can't see.
This quote was originally from Marion Wright Edelman, the founder and president of the Children's Defence Fund, and she said it during a documentary about the visibility of women in positions of power.
I think what she means by that is that we'd really like to show off that scientists aren't all wacky, lab-coated, round-goggled people from Back to the Future. They're more diverse than that, they're more interesting than that, and they've got a more range than that. And whilst, you know, being a wacky, round-goggled, lab-coated Back to the Future scientist is fun and interesting, and no one's saying that's wrong, I feel like perceptions of scientists need to change, and we need to be a little bit more open-minded about all the different things that scientists do and all the different things that scientists are.
Clearly, whilst on the back page of a print copy of Nature or on their website, these photos are only really seen by those of us who are already firm believers that the world of science is diverse. So this year, Nature Careers collaborated with the King's Cross Outdoor Exhibition Space as part of Earth Month to bring these photographs to a bigger audience.
It's a really nice opportunity to put all of these beautiful pieces of photography in front of a different audience to the normal nature audience. You know, the person who's picking up the book in Nature isn't necessarily going to be walking past to get a train in King's Cross, but everyone who's walking to King's Cross is now going to see these wonderful photographs. The reason we think it's important is because showing off that diversity is something we really care about, and showing it to the public, not just scientists, not just preaching to converted, showing it to everyone what the different scientists can be, is something that's really important to us, and we're really excited to be a part of it.
Now, I'm very grateful to the Nature Careers team too, because I got to be a part of it as well. I took a day trip up to London King's Cross to have a look at the exhibit and to meet with a group of 12 to 13-year-old girls from the Elizabeth Garrett Anderson School in King's Cross, who were going to explore it with me. But I decided to turn our trip into a little experiment, based on a much bigger experiment. This experiment is called the Draw a Scientist Test, and it's fundamentally what it says on the tin. Get people to draw a scientist and have a look at the results. Here's David Miller from the American Institute of Research to tell us more.
You ask a group of children to draw a scientist, and then after the children draw the picture of a scientist, the researcher goes in, takes a look at that, and systematically codes different features of what the children depicted.
David's main interest in this research is on the gender of the scientists that are depicted within these drawings. But there is a much more comprehensive checklist that looks at a lot of different features of the drawings.
Such as, is the scientist wearing eyeglasses or lab coats? Does he or she appear to be working indoors? Is the scientist working alone, or is the scientist working in collaboration with other people? You know, these kind of different features that beyond just a male scientist, there's these stereotypical notions of what a scientist does.
So I wanted to take the opportunity to see what this particular group of girls from the Elizabeth Garrett Anderson School thought a scientist would look like. I gave the girls a very simple prompt.
Your teacher's going to give you each a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'm going to give you about 5 minutes or so to just draw a picture of what you think a scientist looks like.
Whilst the girls take a minute to figure out what they're drawing, here's their science teacher, Asha Mohammed. I spoke to her about what the girls at the school commonly think a scientist is.
The ideas about scientists is a bit skewed, to be honest, as they just think that it's like it's, you work in a lab, and a lot of the times they are males, and a lot of the times when they think about scientists, they just think about a doctor, a teacher, maybe a nurse, but not actually what actually it entails to be a scientist. So their views is a bit narrow at the moment, but hopefully as they progress, because they're only in year eight, as they progress, they'll have more of an understanding.
So let's hear what the girls drew.
I've just drawn a woman who's holding like a flask of like kind of green liquid, and like on the table next to her there's like a Bunsen burner and a tripod.
I drew a scientist with very frizzy hair because an explosion happened.
So I just drew a random, you know, just lady, once again with chemicals.
I drew a scientist with test tubes and like experiments, because that's what I imagine them doing.
I drew like a person that looks crazy.
I think scientists are females and males, and like they have like safety goggles, a laboratory coat, and
yeah,
they have like they have to have good safety precautions.
We usually associate scientists with like mixing chemicals, creating explosions, that kind of thing.
David says that this selection of drawings of scientists inside in a lab coat, wearing goggles and surrounded by chemicals is representative of what children see.
If you look in children's media of depictions of scientists, it's often of the chemists that are working in a lab, have beakers, lab equipment.
Now, does anybody have an idea of why they think that that was their original thought of what a scientist is or does? Why was that?
It's usually because in movies, the stereotypical scientist is always like some kind of mad scientist doing crazy experiments, causing problems, or like trying to find a solution to a problem, and they're usually always inside.
I think no, because I think the reason why they make it like that in movies is because it's more like goofy, and it helps to like better the storyline, makes like a more funny character.
If you think of some famous scientists that children might learn about, you might think of Einstein, Newton, who are physicists, but still, if you think about what are the typical pictorial representations of Einstein, Einstein is often in a lab coat himself, which is kind of interesting. Did he wear lab coats that often when he was alive? Not really, but often the pictorial representations do show him in that.
I had another theory.
But when you do science at school, where do you do your science?
In the lab.
And what do you wear?
Lab coat.
And goggles. Yeah. So this is what you do in science.
And I realised this is also reflective of the science I did in secondary school. We were mostly in a lab and we wore a lab coat, irrespective of whether it was a chemistry, physics or biology lesson. And these were often accompanied by safety goggles as well. The workbenches had gas taps on them that connected to the Bunsen burners, which were available and on display in all the labs. Then when it came to the teachers, the biology and chemistry teachers at least always had a lab coat on when we were in the lesson. If you go back to you can't be what you can't see, as Jag mentioned earlier, if your closest experience with science at school is in a lab with safety equipment playing with chemicals, then that's what you'll draw, isn't it?
That idea is well reflected within social psychological theories, right? That the direct observations that you see people engaging in the tasks, and in this case, the children themselves, forms a pretty strong direct connection to the images that you conceive of those scientists.
Okay, so here comes the second part of the experiment. We take the girls to see the Where I Work photos and see what they think, but also, if at the end, whether their perceptions and, of course, drawings of scientists would look any different. And funnily enough, the first photo that the girls started looking at seemed very familiar to them.
Okay. What are we looking at over here?
She looks like a scientist because she has a lab coat.
She looks like a scientist because she has a lab coat, okay.
And she's wearing gloves, so she's like protective equipment.
protective equipment. Okay, could you read out what it says for me at the bottom of this picture?
Biotechnologist Sarah Abdu explores the genetics that regulate colour in ornamental flowers.
Okay, what do we? What can we see?
The flowers.
Plants.
Is she like colouring containers?
Containers.
Is she making sure the colour stays in the flowers?
Wait, is it in the greenhouse?
Be like greenhouse based, like her inside a hot, humid type of area.
Okay, so what do we think about the person?
As well as looking at the working environment, I wanted to know what the girls thought of the person in the photo.
She looks productive.
What does that mean, she looks productive?
Like, she looks like she's working really hard.
Okay. Does she look like she's enjoying what she's doing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Is this the kind of person, when we were drawing pictures of scientists earlier, is this the kind of person you had imagined?
Yeah. A bit.
But a bit. Just like not what she was doing. Like not like with plants, kind of.
Familiarity was also found in another photo of Richmond Saopong.
Richmond Saopong uses a nitrogen-filled glove box to conduct hazardous experiments. Okay. Oh my God, wait, I think we have this in school, kind of.
What's it called?
A fume box. Yeah, a fume box.
So is this the sort of image you had of a person?
Yeah, I did,
with all the safety equipment.
Yeah, I drew an actual fume box.
Okay.
But without the gloves, I didn't know how gloves.
This was in contrast to a photo of Cliff Carpono.
A surfer.
Read it out to me, please.
Analytical chemist and avid surfer Cliff Carpono takes to his board to study the health of coral reefs off the coast of Hawaii.
So what do we think? Tell me your initial thoughts about this photograph.
I would never think they were scientists.
Why is that?
Because they're surfer.
You don't think people can be both?
Well, I never thought of it at first, but maybe.
It shows that you can make your hobby and your job like combined together. I can't really tell if he's a scientist or not, but the, I don't know what that is, a rod? It makes him look like he's up to work.
We also looked at geologists.
Okay, tell me about the picture.
I feel like I can tell he's a scientist, but there's a lot of jobs where you can be mining that stone. Yeah, I think. Because he's being safe by wearing a helmet, but I think it'll be better by protecting his hands because it looks...
And laser physicists.
The celestial physicist. Experimental physicist Sheila Rowan works with laser beams and suspended mirrors to sharpen detection of collapsing stars and other celestial events.
And what do we think of the picture?
Picture? Already looks such... It feels like a nice place to work with. You feel like you're in a movie. It's
okay.
Like working with high-tech equipment. You feel like a really great scientist.
It's a new I don't know. The workplace just looks so good.
It's
like...
Hard.
You've got the equipment and then you have the mood lighting. It's all colourful.
Okay. And what about the person? What about the person that we're looking at?
Person? I'd say she looks well-suited to her job. She looks like she kind of knows what she's doing and she doesn't seem surprised by her surroundings, I guess.
Okay.
After spending 20 minutes wandering around and discussing the photographs, we reconvened and I asked the girls to have another go at drawing a scientist. Here's a little insight into what they drew the second time round.
But then, as I saw the pictures and also reading about it, I realised that it's not just men and it's women. And I drew her and have flowers and stuff.
Okay. And you've got a speech bubble there as well. What does that say?
Help the world.
Help the world. Okay. Now I'm looking at this picture here and I don't see just one person compared to... What did you have before?
So before I had just one woman in a lab coat with glasses, but on my second drawing I drew the whole Earth with a bunch of people around it showing that anyone can be a scientist, male or female, no matter your age. And I also drew symbols for different parts of science you can go into. It's you can work with nature, you can work with space, you can work with ocean and marine animals and the weather and crystals and a lot of different things.
Right, you want to tell me about yours? So tell me the before and after.
Before, my scientist was kind of in a lab. Mainly it was focused on chemicals and fire.
And what is she saying?
And she said that she made a mistake in her experiment. That it's mostly she was doing experiments, but my second picture is mostly focused on environment and nature after I saw the pictures.
of the exhibition.
And like compared to the one that we drew before, which was both women like in the lab doing with the conical flasks, it's really different because he's outside, he's doing a lot of like dirty work, digging stuff out. It's more like manual labour.
Their stereotypical images from earlier in the day are still so commonly drawn by children and young teenagers. And I imagine that if that's the kind of image that they have in their heads of scientists, solitary inside a lab wearing safety equipment, that it may deter young people, particularly women, from pursuing a career as a scientist. This is why David Miller says it's still so important to make sure that young people, and particularly women, are able to see that scientists are a diverse group of people doing a diverse group of things.
We know that even if children know that a female scientist could be a scientist, if the default stereotype is of a male scientist that works alone, indoors, is nerdy, that can have an impact in terms of who goes into these fields. That it can make girls and women feel like, I don't belong in that field. That stereotype can have a real impact on children's future goals and aspirations. And that's why that is important.
I asked the girls what they learned from the exhibit too.
I learned that typically what we all drew is like scientists in lab coats, but around the exhibit, people were just in like their normal outdoor clothes. Like in the one where the guy was looking at the plants and stuff, he was literally just wearing his normal clothes that you'd wear outside casually. And it shows that you can literally work from anywhere when you're a scientist. You can literally do it right now by looking at the grass, saying literally what colour it is.
I thought that most men were scientists, but when I was seeing those, I saw most of them were women.
So, scientists, here's a call to action. Share your love for science with the people around you by showing them how and where you work. Whether you're able to visit a school or share photos of you on location on social media, it's important to keep building up that picture of diversity in science so that more and more young people begin to learn what these girls learn.
You know the stereotypes of like a scientist? Often they're like a man with like crazy hair, but a scientist can be like literally anyone. A scientist can look quote unquote completely normal.
You can be a scientist in almost any part of the world, like in different categories, whatever. You could be involved with flowers, with the ocean, with weather, with space. You can do anything.
Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Gould.